This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling, the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, rolls on. But first, we're going to have a conversation with our Second Amendment advocate, Gun Owners of America's Luis Valdez. Good morning, Luis. How are you?
Good morning. Currently on the way up to Tallahassee as we speak.
She's my Tallahassee lassie. Yep. That's a great old song. But in the meantime, what is new in the world of gun legislation?
Well, what's new is the fact that the filing deadline came and went. Representative Miller did not file open carry, as she claimed she would have earlier this year. And currently, we are going to fight legislation that Senator Collins is claiming is pro-gun, but it's actually not.
Can you explain more about that bill?
Senate Bill 490 gives an exemption to law enforcement, correctional officers, probation officers, and military personnel to carry with their government-issued ID, their agency-issued ID, as if they had a concealed carry permit. Now, here's the thing. Last I checked, we're already permitless concealed carry. No one needs a permit in any way, shape, or form. And an amendment has just been filed that would grant government agents to skip the waiting period. Now, last I checked, our entire country was founded on the idea of egalitarianism, not classes of nobility, or like George Orwell's Animal Farm, you know, all animals are equal, except some animals are more equal than others. This bill is an example of a legitimate nothing burger that doesn't advance the Second Amendment rights of the people, but it gives a lawmaker the ability to say, look, I did something pro-gun. Vote for me.
But you just pointed out it's not really pro-gun. It doesn't do anything in terms of changing the existing law in Florida. What's behind this as far as you think Senator Collins' thought process is?
Well, next year is an election year. Gun rights has been a crucial sticking point going into this legislative cycle. It's going to be a crucial sticking point going into the election cycle next year. And he might be up for re-election. I forget where he falls on the timetable, if he's up in 2026 or 2028. But in the end, he constantly campaigns that he's pro-gun, but he's not advancing a real solid pro-gun bill. I mean, this bill could have been something to repeal red flag laws, could have been an open carry bill, it could have been a bill to repeal the waiting period or the background requirements for Floridians across the board. Instead, this is only for law enforcement and military veterans. And look, as a former cop myself, and as someone who's risen to the right hand and took the oath of enlistment, I'm against this because when I rose my right hand and took that oath, it was to protect the Constitution and the rights of all Floridians, all Americans, not just select few. And GOA is vehemently against the carve-out of special exemptions for a specific class of people. It's either everyone or no one.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was designed for everyone. Now, what about this Monique Miller? I mean, is somebody going to run against her based on what she promised and then didn't deliver? Is she still considered a good gun advocate, a Second Amendment advocate? Where does she stand in the eyes of GOA?
Well, in the eyes of GOA right now is we're greatly disappointed with her not advancing our open carry legislation. She's introduced two other pieces of legislation, one that would ban the use of AI cameras in public spaces to track concealed carry, the carrying of concealed firearms. And she also introduced legislation that would repeal 790-044, which, look, they're both good bills, but they're very small bills. She could have done far greater. And she's co-sponsored the bill that would repeal the under 21 purchase ban. So right now, she is getting spanked and being spanked at the same time. But we're still disappointed in the fact that she promised to do something and she didn't do it.
What do you think occurred? Did somebody talk her out of it? Was this like a political manipulation, you know, Tallahassee style? Do you think it was like some of her well-heeled constituents that weren't for it? Do you have any idea why she caved in?
It clearly wasn't her constituency. They're furious right now at this. We think that it came down to legislative leadership threatened her, and she decided to kiss the hand of leadership instead of support the will of her constituency.
Yeah, I mean, we have plenty of that already. We need some people that are going to stand up for Americans. And, yeah, getting caught up in that deep into the political game, into politics, usually doesn't result in a good outcome for we the people.
Yeah, it comes down to this. If you're campaigning that you're going to be a Second Amendment patriot, not even a second, just a patriot, period, that means you will have to go against the grain sometimes. You will have to go against legislative leadership. You will have to be the nail that stands up to get hammered. And that's what she basically campaigned on. And the fact that she's not doing that is very, it's disheartening. You know, GOA put a lot of time and effort into endorsing her, getting her petition signed to get on the ballot. We introduced her to the 2A community in her district. So it's very disheartening for that to happen. And, you know, it's not the only organization. I know the Republican Liberty Caucus backed her to, and part of that deal was that she would help form a Freedom Caucus in the state legislature. And as we've discussed previously, you know, House Speaker Danny Perez was against that, threatened other lawmakers and said there will only be one caucus, and that's the Republican caucus, not the Liberty caucus. And that's the issue. We need a Liberty caucus in the Florida legislature. We need lawmakers to stand up to legislative leadership because they're term limited. They answer to no one. And that is the danger that we constantly have, that you have this legislative dictatorship that is answerable to no one except their donor class. And they just do what they want, not what their constituency wants.
Hey, recently President Trump had some very positive words about Congressman Byron Donalds from Florida. And then he later on announced he was running for governor. So what's your take on him from a Second Amendment perspective, Byron Donalds for governor?
From a Second Amendment perspective, Byron Donalds has a pretty good record in Congress right now. But in terms of the governor's race, you know, this is just starting. There's a lot of names floating around, and we are very diligent with our endorsements. So as of right now, for who's running for governor, we haven't we're not officially backing anyone yet. We're seeing how the playing field's going to develop, who are going to be the other names, and where things stand. You know, if Byron Donalds wants to stand and really show some gravitas on the Second Amendment, he could come out and openly say that Florida needs open carry. Florida needs to repeal red flag laws, the bump stock ban, and under 21 purchase ban, and the waiting period, things of that sort. But as of right now, you know, like I said, he has a good record in Congress. But if he wants to run for Florida, he needs to start putting his neck out on Florida-specific issues.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing with us. Straightforward information, like always. We wish you the best. Safe travels and success in Tallahassee. Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Always a pleasure. And the nice thing is, it ain't that cold today.
No.
Yeah, good point.
Oh, it's actually beautiful.
It'll be
another
nice
day in paradise.
Mm-hmm.